one of the interesting things about this time of the year is the giving and receiving of a pet. Now, with this comes great responsibility, I've got to say. And I thought we'd get a perspective on this from someone who not only knows all about pets and about the giving and receiving of pets, but can help us make informed choices. And I speak of Pets for Life, and Kathy Beer joins us. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, Pets for Life, tell us about the organisation and what it does.
Yes, well, I'm the founder of Pets for Life, and I have to admit I'm a little bit of a procrastinator. I've been thinking about creating this site 3 years ago, so it's taken me this long, but I've been diligently gathering information from a whole range of sources to make it, to create Pets for Life. It is so it's a community resource. It's mm-hmm. a free online resource. It's for the community to help them, help people make good choices when it comes to pet ownership.
Is this not only for those who are thinking of giving, say, a friend or a family member a pet, or for those who are just going to go out and buy one?
Look, probably both. It's also for people who have already got a pet
mm-hmm.
because there's lots of decisions to make along the way, but definitely for those who are thinking of getting a pet. And, yes, I urge other people who are thinking of giving a pet to a friend or family member.
Yeah, and look, as I said in the opening, there's a lot of responsibility when you are considering a pet. It's not like a disposable item, really. We've got to cherish it and look after it.
You are spot on there. And sadly, you know, 200,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year because of this lack of, you know, responsibility. So, you know, I urge people to think really carefully before they take on a furry friend, and to ensure that they can give their pet a good life for its entire lifetime. Some of the things that people need to think about is, do they have a financial plan for their pet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you're aware, Chris, but I was quite amazed to discover that a dog can cost for its entire lifetime $25,000.
Wow.
So I need to say, you know, have you got 25 grand or, you know, have you got a financial plan to cover those expensive veterinary bills and all the food and things that go along with that?
Mm.
But you also need to think about the time. Can you give your pet the time it needs to give its attention and exercise, and also learning about dog and cat behaviour? I think, you know, I was like this as well. I didn't know anything about dogs before I adopted my doggies in 2008, and so I'm coming from a learning perspective as a pet owner, that understanding something about dog and cat behaviour and the socialisation skills that they need is critical to having a happy lifetime bond with your pet.
And look, you've also got to have somebody or a plan too, so when you go away, say you go on holidays and you can't take the pet somewhere, you've got to look at things like that are also an issue, aren't they?
That's right. I think there are many, there are many pet-friendly accommodation. And I know definitely some people I know that they take their dogs and cats with them everywhere. And we quite often go down to the Southern Highlands in New South Wales, and our dogs, gee, they love it down there. but sometimes we go to places, you know, we like to go trekking in a national park and dogs and cats aren't allowed there. So you find a good kennel, boarding house that, you know, love and care for your animals and give them the care they need. But sadly, particularly at this time of the year, around this Christmas January period, a lot of holiday makers either don't plan ahead for that the boarding, or they don't want to pay the cost, or they can't afford it, and they dump their pets at shelters like the RSPCA and Animal Welfare League. And I believe sometimes they even say, oh, yes, we'll come back and pick them up, but they don't. So it's pretty sad in that regard.
And look, Kathy, pets can bring so much joy into a family. We adopted an older dog, and she was an Australian Terrier, an Australian Shepherd, I mean, and fantastic dog, Bella.
Yeah.
And she was probably 6 or 7 years of age when we got her, and we had her for about 5 or 6 years, and she passed away. And you've also got to prepare yourself for, you know, life when it comes to the ultimate end, because they become part of your family, and it's like farewelling a family member.
Oh, you're making me emotional.
No,
thinking about that.
It wasn't meant to do that, but it is. We do get attached to our pets.
Oh, look, I can totally relate to that. And I adopted my dogs at one at the age of 9 and another one at the age of 5. And I think older doggies have so much to give. And they're wonderful pets. And, yes, I have to do probably the next few years be facing that. And I know through my sight, I hear about people through my Facebook page and everything on Pets for Life that, people have been losing pets, and it is very sad. And I do give some tips on my website too on how to approach that final stage.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to make a tough decision, which is not in your best interest because you don't want to see your friend go, but it is in the pet's best interest.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And some of these, big decisions. I made the big decision to put my 13-year-old dog through spinal surgery, and it was agonising. And I had to ask myself, is this for the dog or is this for me? I want this dog. But I had, excellent surgeon, and I talked about it thoroughly, and I came to a decision where I had total peace of mind, and the results were astounding. I think he's got a new lease of life, and he feels like he's 5 years younger.
Look, it's a huge financial investment and a huge emotional investment, isn't it?
That's right. It is huge. And I think, we have a duty of care as human beings to look after these, animals in our care, and to give them, a good quality of life. And, petsforlife.com.au will give you an idea, explain what that means to give them a good life and good quality of life, and how to avoid sort of, any welfare kind of considerations. Yeah.
And just finally, to wrap up, a couple of quick tips to get us through as pet owners through this Christmas and New Year period.
Probably keeping your pets cool. That's probably one thing, and just sort of keeping them safe.
Yep.
And make sure they're properly identified, because also a lot of these shelters end up receiving a lot of lost dogs and cats, and mainly through the fireworks and, on New Year's Eve and Australia Day. Making sure that they, well identified and happy and not too much a turkey and brandy sauce. Maybe give that a miss. I think my pets will be getting a raw chicken wing for
a treat.
Day. Yeah, yum.
And look, we like to give our pets a present as well, but not the sweet tooth present. Maybe a new ball or a new toy or something like that, just to mark Christmas for them as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. There's loads of fantastic new toys and different things out there to keep them entertained.
Absolutely. Sure. Look, thanks for taking the time to join us on the program. As I said, it's a huge commitment from people to look after and invest emotion and finance and time into a pet. And if you're going to do it properly.
That's right. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate that, and that's a good message. And I think together we can all make a difference, and reduce these unacceptable statistics, and enjoy a happy lifelong bond with our beloved pet.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Chris.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Kathy Beer there, the founder of Pets for Life, doing their bit to make sure we do the right thing by our pets, and we should, particularly this time of the year when, there are parties, there are fireworks, there's lots of distractions. We're also sort of in holiday mode, might be a bit relaxed, and, they can get away, they can escape. We may forget about them a bit, but we've got to do the right thing. It is a huge investment and a commitment that we need to follow through.